Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boys.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, do you think...
That was weird.
Hey, Menace, first of all, anything around my presence will not give you good luck in Overwatch.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, we're omens.
Well, I didn't include you. I said me.
Oh, specifically me. I'm the worst.
I feel like when you played Overwatch, you did pretty good.
Did I play Overwatch? Oh, I did, didn't I?
Never mind. He's right. We're both bad omens.
I did.
It's over for you, Menace. Turn off your game. Take it back to GameStop. Ask for a refund. All right? Even if you didn't buy it there, just try it. See what happens. Yes, we will give you 1 carat for that video game.
And the guy pulls carrot out from under the sink.
Here you go, rabbit.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, bunny.
I mean, would you rather, when you go to GameStop to return a game, would you rather get a carrot or $2? I mean, a carrot, at least you have a snack to walk out of the store with. Eat something.
I'm going
to
go with the $2.
Get you a little bit of dopamine, you know,
if
right?
If I said 25 cents, I would have chosen carrot, but $2.
What about 25 cents or $2 in-store credit?
What?
You get a carrot, 25 cents or $2 in-store credit?
Carrot.
You choosing the carrot? Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I want a carrot.
Like right now, or?
Kind of. I had a lot, actually, for dinner.
You had a lot of carrots?
My stomach.
Are you a rabbit?
Yeah.
Now, what'd you eat? I assume it wasn't just carrots, right?
It was all carrots.
We just made a bowl of carrots.
I was looking. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So you can judge me all you want for
okay.
this.
Okay, all right.
I was looking into a liver cleanse. What? I was thinking about just
that sounds dangerous.
Being done drinking.
Don't do that.
And then cleansing out my liver.
No.
No, you're supposed to go on some cleanses every once in a while.
Not
right?
A liver one?
Yeah.
No, you clean your intestines, not a liver, dude. There's stuff in your liver that's supposed to be in there.
Nah.
I feel like it's important.
Well, yeah, but it's blocked by a whole bunch of fucking shit that's not supposed to be in there.
I don't feel like that's true.
I think it is.
Cleanse it with carrot juice.
Literally, the first day of it is only eating apples.
Okay.
And that sounds fucking horrible, so I gave
can
up
you
on the video
drink
immediately.
It? Can yeah. you, like, just drink 100% yeah. apple juice?
No. You probably have to, like
why? What's
juice
the difference?
An actual apple.
What's the difference?
Because it's processed, man.
No, you can go get 100% organic apple juice.
Sure.
You can! They sell that stuff, dude. They do. You can go to the Songbird juice press, and you can get a thing of apple juice this big for $1 million.
I don't know what it's called, Menace. It's just that it's the first thing
it's
I looked
Papa
up.
It's Papa Pepperoni's liver cleanse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ballin' Hobo says he makes apple juice from his apple tree. Then he puts his hat on backwards and he throws a red bag over his shoulder and he walks out of... Johnny Appleseed reference?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Taking you back to second grade?
Didn't get that at all.
Okay.
Anywho, yeah, full day of eating apples. That doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Cleansing your liver doesn't sound fun, man.
I mean, if it was no effort and made you feel
everything
better.
Everything is an effort.
Yeah, for sure.
Life is an effort.
Yeah, living actually
yes.
does require breathing.
Yeah, it's an effort and it's hard. And I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Now, by the way, I have a cold, so I'm going to try to keep my distance from you.
You fucking asshole.
I'm sorry, man.
And Allison at work sick. You're sick. It's like, ah.
I blame Chris, man.
Ah.
She gives me all her junk, dude.
Yeah, why would you ever... propose to a woman who is surrounded by children.
That's a
constantly.
Great question. It's
like,
a great
how
question.
How dare you?
I'm trapped, though.
Mm.
I mean, in my defense, she wasn't always a first grade teacher, so.
Mm.
But now I'm stuck.
But now you knew that was what it was going to be.
Nah.
See? Ballin', exactly. It's completely different.
Not
shit.
If you could go get an organic stuff, though, and it's
shit.
The same thing.
Nah.
Ballin' Hobo, first of all, lives in Canada. They have bagged milk up there. I don't trust anything he says about grocery stores in Canada. Okay? His I'm going to go check hardwood
here.
On Canadian
grocery
stores.
They're worse here,
stores,
I'm
okay?
sure.
That is definitely true. But the organic section here, I feel, is very good because if America has one thing, it's stupid hippies who think they know everything, and our grocery store has a section that caters to those morons. And that's where they're going to have organic apple juice that's made strictly from the brains of child apples or whatever the hippies want. 100%.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be... You go get them.
I'm not going to do
it. How about
it,
this?
Because I don't want to cleanse...
Because we got to fill time. You go to the store, get 5 apples.
No.
We're going to juice them on the air. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a thing of organic juice... and then we're going to taste test and see if it tastes any different.
We're not going to do this ever because I'm not buying a lot of apples. And
I
you're
said
not
five.
Buying,
that's not a lot.
You're not buying that apple.
I'll go buy juice. You buy five apples. The biggest problem here is
you
how do we juice
said
the
that
apples?
This much is $1 million.
At that Songbird, but not at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
man.
Okay.
Not the grocery. Have you seen that Songbird juice, man?
No.
They're at the farmer's market, okay? And they're like, let me see if I can Google it. I'm sure they have a website, right? Because all those hipster places have websites.
Yeah, look at that, man. It's right there.
See, this is how you know. Look at this. Look at this, wrong button. Look at this. First of all, get out of here, okay? Look at this. Look at their logo. Does anything scream, we wear jeans that are two sizes too small, than this logo right here?
I wear jeans that are two sizes too small.
This is not a logo you would make.
No.
This is way below you. This is beneath you.
Right.
Okay.
So why was that a stipulation of the fact that
okay, four sizes hippies. Too much.
I mean, I don't think that's a hippie thing.
There's a cucumber in an ice bucket.
I would say they wear jorts, if anything.
They might wear jorts.
Yeah.
Creepy mustache.
Like hemp jorts.
Did you see the cucumber in the ice bucket, man?
No.
Look at this.
It's a full-grown cucumber.
That
right
is a full-grown cucumber just in an ice bucket. Mm-hmm. For no reason whatsoever. Hey, Ren, welcome in. Okay?
Renny, mom.
Is there... ooh, look, they have a cleanse, bro. Let's check it out. Let's check out the cleanse section, man. Look at that.
I want to be one of those hippies.
Which one specifically do you want to be?
Do you think that dude right in the middle is wearing a full pair of jeans or are they shorts? We can't tell.
I got to say they're jorts because they're not very tight.
I'm
going
to go with jorts, man.
Yeah, if they were tighter, I'd say jeans, but mm-hmm. I think he's breathing easy.
I'm going, well, regardless, he has a denim jacket, so that's just standard.
Yeah.
Hippie shit. They Googled, they searched iStock for
that
hippie.
That is not
and
here.
And that's the one they
time.
Got.
Yeah, okay, here we go, man. Oh, my God, there's a lot of words. Oh, God, this is unreadable.
Oh, man, it
yes!
just gets me. Rock hard!
Rock hard!
Rock hard!
How many months is
diamond,
that for Ren? 10 months.
Diamond.
That's 10 months, dude.
Hard level, man.
Ren, you're a beautiful man.
You're beautiful.
I showed Ren the photo tonight.
Which one?
Matthew.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he wasn't scarred by it, so.
You didn't know him personally.
Need a man up.
And see him.
During the cleanse, after the cleanse. I want him to tell us about what cleanse they have, man. Like, how?
It's just a juice cleanse, bruh.
This is stupid. Be more specific in your cleanse, okay? Enlightenment. I'm curious.
We offer 1, 3, and 5 day juice cleanse. It's juice. You literally just drink juice.
This is just all about juice. Show me a menu, bro. Like, where's a menu? They don't have a menu, do they?
No.
Visit our 1967 Chevy Betsy the Birdcage juice truck. Need I say more, sir?
About what?
Need I say
that
more?
That I should go there for my apple
no,
juice?
No, that you should avoid
oh, that's
that
where
area.
It is. Okay, I gotcha.
I mean, that's where it is. Yeah, it's of course it's there.
Oh, yeah, that's where my barber's at, bro.
Maybe you should go there, man.
Nah.
I think you should go check out Songbird.
Nah.
I mean, it's expensive, but you roll deep, dude. I think you'll
like
be fine.
Five different restaurants have been in that location.
Oh, yeah. But so. The Songbird one, man, they're staying around
oh,
mostly
yeah.
because
they're
if they
super hippie.
They sell one can of juice a month, they pay for their entire rent, so yeah. They're good, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get those people that are like, Whole Foods is corporate, and so they go there. What it is. By the way, Wichita has one Whole Foods, just for the record.
Yeah, we're in Kansas.
Yeah.
Not too many hippies here.
No.
And if there are, they leave.
There is a fine line between hippies and homeless in this city. Very fine line. Like, I bet 9 times out of 10.
I think it's a pretty fine line, man.
Yeah, but you know, like, well, but the people on the page we were looking at that were hippies, like, those look like hippies, but they look well-dressed. You know, they look showered. You know, they clearly shop at places we can't afford. They're those types of hippies. You know?
No, all that shit is from a fucking thrift store.
No.
Yes.
No, it's all from places that sell stuff that looks
That's
like it came
all
from a thrift
from
store.
Thrift stores.
You know, you've been to Urban Outfitters,
1980s,
man?
Man.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
Whenever
you're in touch with what hippies today
Woodstock
are,
man. Was, man.
I mean, Menace knows. The people in Brooklyn, do they actually shop at thrift stores?
Yeah,
Menace?
Man.
I don't think they
get
do.
A kick out of saying, I'm wearing a jacket that's 20 years old.
Yeah, but that jacket costs $95.
It costs $2.
No,
so
if we went to Goodwill right up the street here, we could get a jacket for $2. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Brooklynites Don't go and get jackets for $2. Here, it's $95.
Game plan.
Yes.
Let's go to Goodwill, buy a whole bunch of this vintage shit for real cheap.
Okay.
And then just resell it online.
To Brooklynites?
That it's vintage.
Okay.
That's the vintage plan, man. I think I still have the domain.
It's vintage stock was the name of your domain.
No, it's not.
You sure?
Yes.
What's vintage stock then?
I have no idea.
Is it really vintage plan?
Yeah.
That's a stupid name.
That was going to be a monthly box.
I forgot about that. Hey, ZFM, how are you doing, sir? How are you? Hippies, backpackers, they all need change. Spiritual change.
Chang?
Change.
Do you have any spare Chang?
No. Anyway, I'm waiting for Menace to answer our question about Brooklyn. And I'm assuming the fact that he hasn't answered means I'm wrong, right?
What?
Did you already forget what happened 30 seconds
ago?
Yeah,
I'm not listening to you. I'm over here in my own head.
Hey, speaking
about,
of which.
I'm thinking about how I'm trying not to get
sick. Did you know? Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you, you know what you did to me this week? Uh-uh. You let me down, man.
How'd I do that?
I know what you did last Thursday night when I gave you that video to return. When did you return that video, man?
That night?
Was it that night?
Yeah.
Was it that
night? Yeah, I drove there semi-intoxicated.
Was it that night?
Yeah. Did you have a late fee?
Was it that night?
Did you have a late fee?
Was it that night?
I'm going to pour this on you. Was it? Yes. Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yep.
Because they said it was returned in their box. They didn't get it till 10:04 a.m. the next morning.
That's incorrect.
Is it?
Why would I have
Who
been
would
there
I believe? My best friend of 12 years or the random old lady that Bash is probably dating at the family video?
I definitely went there right after.
Was it after 11?
No.
So why are they lying?
Great question. I'm actually very mad about that because I could have just went home.
You could have went home and returned it in the morning.
Returned it in the morning. Yeah, no, I fucking drove after drinking and returned that shit.
And we were drunk that night, too, because we were scurred. Scurred of Outlast.
Allegedly?
So. No, there's no allegedly. He's fine. The statute of limitations on that is if you get caught.
No.
Yes. Cops cannot show up and be like, we heard you drunk drove last Thursday. That's not going to hold up in court.
There's traffic cameras.
No, there's not. Mm-hmm. We can't afford traffic cameras. The best we got is a guy who sits on the light and stencils some dude driving by.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Dude who stencils the traffic.
What, you like that joke? It's an old timey.
It took me a second to hit it, but
he returned it late because he was busy working on emotes. You know, I can't give Colby crap. He finished a lot of my emotes last week.
I finished all of the ones on
the
list.
Well, there's one on the list you didn't finish.
Which one?
Z-Swig's hot? Yeah, where I'm on fire.
Where's that on the list?
It's at the bottom of the list underneath all the yeah, man.
No.
Yes.
You pull it up right now.
Okay.
If it was on the very bottom, then yes, I did not see it because I saw the
oh, yeah, scrolling would be so much worse.
Yeah, see, nothing.
This is the Seth and Colby one, you dingleberry.
Still, there's going to be a big old gray section.
All right, Z-Swig hot.
That's bullshit.
Right there, man.
You just added that.
Yes, I just now
did
that.
Yeah, you did. It wasn't there.
It was. Why would I put it there and not at the bottom?
Because
oh my god, there's so much stuff on this
list.
Make
sure that I felt bad for missing one. Yeah, you definitely didn't put that there. The last one was Rage.
Yeah, I definitely added it after the fact. You're 100% correct. And I told chat that you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I looked at that fucking list for 3 days.
But yeah, Z-Swig Hot would be great if you get that.
Oh, yeah? I'm gonna stab you. There are no need for any of these fucking emotes.
Yeah, dude, I'm using most of them. No. People love them.
Get the fuck out of my face! Goddamn fly! I was like, no, get away, no, get away, and he still landed on my nose. How have you not killed this bastard yet?
No joke, dude. I have been in this room all week.
God!
Not one fly has been in here. Not one.
I can't believe it.
It literally like landed on your face.
It fucked my face. It did. I have fly poop on my face right now. It's That's ridiculous.
I'm dying, dude. You killed me.
Fucking, that's crazy.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. How was Destiny? Destiny was good, man. I'm loving Destiny.
Damn it!
God, you scared me.
That was a weird one.
It's ASMR happening. It's happening. Anyway, back to family video. So, yeah, I had a late fee on Outlast.
I would stab them.
No, they took it off for me because I'm really nice, but...
I'd be like, no, I specifically returned that Thursday night before you fucking closed.
Well, see how it went down as we were in there with the lady? And she, like,
was it the same lady?
I don't know, dude. I thought that we could pick Bash's girlfriend.
She's got weird nails.
There are so many old ladies that work at that family video. It's actually unbelievable. But I was there last night, and I was renting Resident Evil 7, and I was like, I'm going to get it for 2 days, and then I'm going to get my half-price rentals because I got a lot of rentals coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, it'll be like $8 plus the late fee. And I'm like, late fee? I go, what was late? It's right in your face again.
Where?
Now it's back there. Okay. And she was like, I was like, if it's Outlast, I'm gonna stab my friend.
Damn it.
And then her eyes went like this, and she's like, yeah, it's Outlast. And she's like, I'm gonna take care of it for you. Then we told her the whole story about how you lied. And
I didn't fucking lie!
I mean, it was there.
Oh!
I'm not gonna call her a liar to her face. Especially after what Britt did to her, you know? Allegedly her, maybe some other old lady. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, one of them.
It was one of those old ladies. One of the old ladies Bash is dating. One of the other old ladies Brittany was going to yell out but never did. But
no, same lady. Those two are the same lady.
But I actually ended up falsely taking blame for it. It was a very emotional night for me. Because like I was like, that's actually my fault because I sent him back. Because they close at 11 mm-hmm. on Thursdays. I didn't know that. And so I was like, he left about 11, and she's like, well, that's why it was late. I'm like, that's my fault then. But then Chris, when I got in the car, she's like, Colby didn't leave at 11, he left at 10. And I was like, yeah, that's when the show ends, not 11, I'm an idiot. You know, I went from blaming you to not blaming you to blaming you again.
I dropped it the fuck
off. Dude, I don't know, man, it's weird. Well, they waved it.
They apparently don't look at their box before they close.
Well, yeah, maybe they knew it was you, man. Like, there's that guy who's dating that girl that yelled at me. You know,
that's not.
They knew it.
That didn't happen.
They knew it. So
that didn't happen.
But anyway, I got this rental for 2 days, and so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I gotta go rent a game in the morning anyway, so I'll just return it.
Thanks, man.
It's easy. So, but yeah, why?
It makes a weird noise. Vibrations.
That's vibrations, man. We'll do some ASMR on here.
Yeah.
That's what we gotta do, dude. That's what we gotta do.
Yeah. Oh, man, it just gets me.
Oh, man.
Rock hard!
We got a new sub-alert. Can you read that out loud, please?
No.
Come on.
That's
vibrations, man. We'll do some ASMR on here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we got to do,
that was
dude.
Creepy as shit.
Get out of here.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Oh, man. Get out of here. Do we have a weird echo?
Yeah.
Did you hear that weird echo?
Yeah, that was a weird echo, man.
Is that a weird echo? Why do we have a weird echo, chat? Do you guys hear a weird echo on your end, or is that... That's weird. You guys don't hear a weird echo, do you? What's it sound like? Now I'm paranoid. How could there possibly be an echo? Let's listen. Yeah. You hear that weird echo, man? There's no weird echo. It's fine. Does that mean that my Safari browser is literally so trash that it plays sound echoed when there's actually no echo? Also, you need to read this. Can you read that for me, please? It's weird for me to read out my own subs. So.
No.
Oh, my God. It says for 12 months. Twitch bone me. Okay, just read it like it's 11. Who cares? Read it. Come on.
11 months. Woo-wee, Poppy. That's such a long time. I should really think of something special to say for next month when I hit 1 year. Any ideas? I know I'll make Colby dance at celebration. Colby, continue breathing if you agree.
You're going to have to exhale at some point, and then that'll be
agreement. At some point.
Yeah, that'll be agreement.
No.
Yep.
No.
I'll wait.
I'm good. I can do this for days.
Days.
Okay. I didn't want to turn purple on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, Twitch boned me. It said 11 months. Share your 11-month anniversary, but I just resubbed for a year. So, that joke didn't work.
Who would have known? You can't count.
I thought we got affiliated in November.
I have...
Has it really been 12 months?
Don't know.
Are we going to start having year sub celebrations for people?
Pretty close.
Like, I think your mom's going to be the only one that is actually a 12 month sub, right?
Pretty close. I don't even know. Does she still sub?
Yeah. Unless someone tier 2 subbed and we don't know about it, she's our only tier 2 sub.
I gotcha. I was wondering. Yeah, she never clicks the share button. That's
right.
Why we
so but we still
it.
Get her money even if you don't want to share. Gotcha. It's fine if you guys want to keep your sub secret. We don't mind. We'll just take your dollars and thank you
that
in silence.
Makes sense.
Just know
me.
We appreciate it. Even if you don't share it, we still care. Why am I emoting so much?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I'm really upset that there was no drama with the video because I was really ready to yell at you for that. So.
Nah, man. I left your house, went straight there, returned it, drove home.
All right, well.
Britt can attest because I was, like, later than normal.
I don't trust her. She'll cover for you.
Yeah, but still.
She would cover for you no matter what.
Not if it
you
was
could hit me in
bad.
My face and then you could turn to Britt
no,
and be
I
like,
mean,
did
I
just
I
hit
stabbed
him?
You, she'd be like, yeah, he stabbed
in
you.
In court?
Yeah.
I don't think she'd turn on you in court.
Yeah.
Okay, which one should I try first? This one, all right. I grabbed it first, so.
This one, all right. Cool.
That's what I get. I'm not doing good radio things and opening it in front of the mic.
So,
like
you want to hear like a feat shh, that
hey,
happened?
Hey.
Can't hear that at all.
Can't hear it at all. Glug, 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 glug. Oh.
Didn't hear shit. That's not...
I heard that.
It's not a good sound to hear, though.
Okay. Well, okay. Anyway, a feat. Yes, please. Tell us about your feat.
I went to sleep last night.
Okay. Is that it? Is that your feat?
I mean, basically. without any stimulant.
Like no medication of any kind?
No sleeping pill.
No alcohol? Wow.
Just straight sleep.
Were you, like, tired? Or?
I was.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
I haven't done that in...
Right.
Probably
I've done that in a full
21
year. Probably, more than that because
no, I'm saying I haven't done it since I was 21.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah, I probably haven't done it since I've had my son. I would say probably before that even. Probably 09 was the last time. Maybe 08. When did I stop working at Cessna? 08, right? June of 08.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
The year you got married?
It was June of 09.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had to work a little extra longer to make sure insurance covered the birth. Mm-hmm. So it was June of 09.
There you go.
So that's probably the last time I slept without medication.
Yeah, no, I did last night. It was great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's like.
I know.
Honestly, medication's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, it was different. I wake up with, like, a grogginess when I take sleeping pills.
See, I don't. I know. Well, I mean, I chug coffee the second I wake up, so.
Yeah.
Wait, you want to try this? It's really good.
No.
Come on, man.
Backing off the beer, bro.
Just
don't
take
even,
one
no,
sip.
I don't want it, because then I'll want more.
What if you hate it?
I won't.
All right, man, you're missing out. It tastes like freaking
beer.
It tastes like Halloween, man. It's delicious.
It tastes great. It tastes like beer. What is it? Is it a pumpkin thing?
No. Yes, it is a pumpkin. This
is
a
fuck off to yourself.
Voodoo Ranger Special Release Atomic Pumpkin.
I will hate it.
But it's not really that pumpkin-y. It's kind of got a little bit of a spice kick to it, but it's got chili peppers in it.
I hate pumpkin. Anything pumpkin.
How are we friends?
Minus pie. Minus pie, everything.
Everything pumpkin tastes like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, but it's a fake pumpkin pie, and that
tastes
like
pumpkin
asshole.
Is a gourd and has no taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Yeah, sure.
So the taste that we qualify as pumpkin is fake.
Uh-huh.
It's just cinnamon and some
other
spices. Cinnamon
and pumpkin.
No, pumpkin has no taste.
You
if you took that, I do know.
You don't know.
Have you ever eaten pumpkin seeds?
Have you ever just eaten straight pumpkin?
I have.
Have you?
I have because
you
my grandpa loves pumpkin. Oh, he grows them out in his garden and he cuts them up and he eats them. He also eats chicken feet and pig feet. He's a freaking weirdo. And
how
I,
are those?
I've never had the chicken or pig feet.
Oh, come on, man.
If it has a toenail, I'm going to hard pass, okay?
Yeah, why would it have a toenail in it?
Chicken feet have toenails.
Do you eat the toenail?
Yes, he just takes it and just bites it, dude.
That's not right.
It's not, but you know, he grew up in Oklahoma.
What is it?
In the Great Depression. He
what is
about
your fingernail made out of, you know?
It's got a name, but it's the same stuff as your hair.
Biotin?
Biotin sounds familiar.
Biotin makes both of those grow,
right.
But I don't know if that's actually what it is.
I mean, it's made out of fingernail, bro.
Just whatever. We don't need a fucking Google
what
shit.
What are fingernails made out of? Keratin.
Keratin.
That's what it's made out of.
There you go.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, he's just eating rooster keratin.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, man.
I don't like that.
He totally, like, he said it doesn't bother me. I mean, he used to, like, he literally used to rub dirt on his wounds.
I'm going to rub dirt on your wounds after I stab you.
I mean, he talks about, like, how he grew up in Oklahoma in the Depression, and he, like, stared up at the ceiling because his house didn't have a fully roof because it had broken down so much, and, like, he would have to, like, crows would come land on him in the middle of the night.
That'd be freaky.
I mean, that's the kind of man that he is.
Get off me, crow.
That's the kind of man
you
that he is.
Get off me, crow.
I mean, I've told you the story about...
Don't peck your own self, all
right? I mean, that's kind of what he was like. I told you about the spider, right? When I realized that I'd never be a man like my grandfather.
No.
Because we went fishing once, and I was like 8 or 9, maybe even younger. And this banana spider, I don't know if you've ever seen a banana spider, but they're like black and yellow, and they're about this big around. Just fell out of a tree onto his back, and I was like, Grandpa, you got a spider on you! Grandpa, what'd you for that spider? Because I was 7. Yeah. And he just reached back, and he just grabbed it with his hand, and he just took it, and he just threw it off of him. Like it was a leaf. I about fainted and died that day, just witnessing what he was doing.
Yeah.
I'll never be a man like that, dude, eating chicken feet and pulling spiders off your body with your bare hand.
The one flow trip I went on, one of the dudes in the raft in front of me, like, I can't remember if he had his hand in the water or if he was grabbing a tree.
Okay.
But either way, he came down or pulled his arm up, and there was a snake crawling on him. And then he was just like,
"Yeah." Yeah, like it's like he's inconvenienced by the snake. Mm-hmm. When I would die.
Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
This is the end of my life?
Yeah.
Just take me, snake. Just take me to the great beyond, snake.
Take me, Jesus.
Yep.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Help me, Snake Jesus. Mm. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oprah Winfrey Snake. Yeah, man. Do you have any comments about the things I've sent you over the course of this week? I've sent you a lot
of
stuff.
I've been honest. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched a single one of them.
You're a piece of shit. You know that?
I've been very busy.
Go to Discord.
All right.
Pull them up.
Are they worth it?
Maybe.
Look at this. I look at my DMs, man. I have people.
Yeah,
DMs.
You're the worst.
This one, I didn't watch. These I looked at. These two I shared on stream.
Oh, yeah.
But I made chat swear that they wouldn't talk about it if those people ever came around stream. Because I, especially this one, like that one, that's a joke that's got to keep going.
He's got to not.
If he knew, he wouldn't use it. Okay?
Does he still?
You
don't know if he does.
You don't think we'd get a text be like, hey. That's a funny penis logo you made me 3 years ago.
Definitely not. He would not.
I think he would. I think he would. But this one right here, we just, you know, it's just. That's just Cameron dying. No, that's just a good photo. Okay, I didn't see this. Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this photo? Do we need to go over this one again?
No, I think we spent an hour on that one.
Good reaction to that, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen.
I was really worried that people would think we're being too mean, and it turns out that's what the people crave. So,
yeah, that's just the robot doing an uptown funk dance, man.
All right, let's check it out, dude. Just to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we're gonna show out smoother than a fresh shot skipping. I'm too hot, hot day. No. This is what it's going to do on our corpse. This is it.
Just wait until a moon or does the running man, man. It's great. Yeah, look at that.
No.
Look at that.
I mean, it's kind of adorable.
It's so adorable.
It is kind of adorable. But this is our doom right here. We're laughing at our own doom.
They're trying to make it all friendly and shit. They just put a gun on top of that.
Two Fortnite dances on her corpse. Yeah. It's wiggling its butt at us now.
Yeah, man. How do you know that's the butt, though? Don't believe me, just
watch. You know how I know it's the butt? Because look at this. It's literally looking back at me right here, being like, yeah, you like this, baby? You like this booty shake, baby?
Yeah.
That's how I know. That is horrifying. Okay.
I like how they made the hand like a head. Yeah, that was interesting.
What about what's
this? This is a movie trailer from 2003 that apparently exists.
Okay. Check this out.
Saw it on Reddit, and I could not believe it was an actual thing.
Perfect. Very quiet.
I've got to get.
Wait, is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, and Kate Beckinsale.
It was perfect.
I've got to get going.
Right this second. Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
I haven't even hit the weird part yet.
There's one small problem.
Hi, I'm Ralph. I'm his brother.
That's also Gary Oldman.
Are your parents?
Yeah.
It can tear them apart.
I think you're going to let me know that everyone in your family's a midget.
They're not midgets, Carol, they're dwarfs.
Whatever.
Or bring them together.
Of course, Rand remembers.
Hey, welcome. I'm Steven.
Oh, there you are.
This also, guess who's the number one dwarf King. That's also
oh, it's Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
Of course.
Hi.
You could have prepared us for this, don't you think? If you embarrass me, I'll never speak to you again, so just get it together.
Hey there, buy a drink.
I think maybe I'm pregnant.
When the going gets rough, it's only the size of your heart that counts.
Would it really be that big of a deal if our kid was a dwarf?
You knocked up this great girl, and you didn't tell her that her baby's
that's
probably...
Gary
not
like
that's Gary Oldman!
That's Gary Oldman, bro. And don't discriminate against us!
What is this voice?
Party's got a little wild. I never expected this. There's sure a lot of midgets around here.
What could they get not Gary Oldman?
Do what he wants to do.
Dude.
I'm ready for an adult relationship.
What is this man doing in your bedroom?
Is that Tony Hale, the guy from Arrested Development?
I don't know.
A walk down the aisle.
Like the tone in this movie shifts like three or four
times.
Just hope
he's smart enough not to screw it up.
Is just a beginning.
There'll be rough patches, there's no doubt about
the
it.
The doctor is also a dwarf.
Canal Plus and Langley Productions proudly present command performances from Kate Beckinsale,
command
Matthew McConaughey, Patricia Arquette, and in the role of a lifetime, Gary Oldman. Tiptoes.
Tiptoes, man.
What in the... Ooh, that is not real.
That's a real movie,
that is
friend.
Not a real movie.
We should make a watch night out of that.
How
one.
Do we watch that movie on
I don't
stream?
Know,
I've never
man.
Wanted to share something with our audience more than I've ever wanted to share that. Tiptoes.
Yeah, I saw it on Reddit, and the title was... I had to look to see if this was a real movie. It is.
I mean, I could see them editing together the Matthew McConaughey, Kate Beckinsale stuff to make a fake movie trailer and the Peter Dinklage stuff. But Gary Oldman in like some
as
weird
midget,
like Rancor outfit that makes him small. Like that is hard to add.
Yeah, that's a movie, man. Dude. In 2003, too.
It's messed up.
Like we were already too past that.
Yeah.
We weren't, though. Like Jackass was after that. Let's start a midget. And they were like, hey, he's a midget. Aha. Sorry, small person. I don't know what the PC
I think it's dwarf.
Term.
I think dwarf Whatever. Is the PC term. I'm
Whatever.
Not sure.
Why would you want to be the Tolkien character?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know if that's like the origination of a dwarf.
I don't know, man.
Origin?
I don't know, man.
Origination?
I don't know, man. Dude, don't ask me.
That
I'm
movie
still,
exists,
my brain
bro.
Is blown. Mm-hmm. Hey, official, how you doing, man? I'm glad you got your controller back. By the way, Ninja commercials are running pretty much on every Twitch stream right now.
Yeah.
You want to? Have you seen any of the Ninja commercials, man?
Is it the one where, like, is it the Samsung one?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's like eight of them.
Yeah.
How's your battery life? Good. How's your actual life? Good. The Samsung Galaxy 9, Note 9. Play Fortnite and do the flaws. That's the commercial.
That's
you
terrible.
Know how much money we see from that? None of
it. I saw him playing Fortnite with Ellen.
I didn't see that. I saw that he did it, but I didn't watch the video. Did
That's
you watch the video?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I watched parts. I don't remember where I saw it, though. I didn't watch the actual video, but
we should really just watch YouTube videos like that so our audience doesn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, we're gonna fill you in on the pop culture so you could fit in with your nephew or whoever's like, do you know someone young in your life that you need to relate to, you know? Do you know any, is there any relative of yours who's between like 9 and 16?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, me either. Well, except my son.
Yeah, except that one.
Yeah, but I'm his dad. I will never be hip to him, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever.
No. So. I don't give a shit. Every young person that I don't know personally can die. I'd be okay.
My God!
I'd be okay with that.
The children of men situation just
yep.
happening.
Yep. You know how much life would improve?
It'd probably be worse.
It would be adult
no.
swim all the
no,
time.
No, I don't. I actually would rather kill everyone older than me that I don't know personally.
No.
Kids are way better than adults.
No.
Yes.
They're both equally terrible.
Yeah, all of humanity is terrible. How about we kill everybody we don't know?
There you go.
They're a done deal.
Like, I Am Legend, except with the group of people we actually know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Well, no vampires, though. Just to be clear.
I could handle vampires if that was the situation.
The side effect for mass Earth genocide is vampires.
Yeah, just
like,
don't live in fucking New York with 8 million people.
Sorry, Menace.
You and I and the group of people we know with all the guns that are stockpiled here in Wichita, Kansas,
yes,
and all the bullets,
yes,
we could easily destroy the entire population of Wichita, Kansas in like... Three days.
Speaking of guns in Wichita, did you see this story about this kid in Wichita here who got shot after a road rage incident?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so some one of six children inside of SV was shot in the stomach during a road rage incident in Wichita streets. Okay, we don't care about that. Sorry, kid, you got shot. Okay. Colby just literally said he wants all children to not exist.
Well, yeah, but not be shot.
Here's
just vanish. Like,
snap.
Ash.
Thanos did nothing
just
wrong.
Turn to ash.
Here's what I wanted, because you drive, you commute,
yeah,
and you are known for your rage. Okay, first of all, we probably should preface with this. Our police chief's name is Gordon Ramsay. Okay.
Really?
Yes. It has nothing to do with the chef. Okay, he is just another guy.
He is the chef.
He's just another guy named Gordon Ramsay.
He moonlights as a chef, but really, okay, he is the chief of police.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay said... Ramsay said that Wichita police work an average of 3 road rage incidents involving a gun every week.
Dude, the first instinct to anyone with a gun in a road rage situation is to be like, hey, I've got a gun. How about you stop being a fucking dick?
That is not okay.
Have you ever seen that video? There's definitely a video online of, like, this dude filming these assholes in this lane right next to him. And they're all like, oh, fuck you, you bitch. And, like, moving up, moving back, moving up, moving back, just fucking with him. And then he just kind of aims his gun. In that direction,
dude.
And they break hard as shit. It was like, God! Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't fuck with people like that, and you won't get guns pulled on you.
You cannot murder somebody because they're annoying.
Oh, I definitely can.
I mean, you can, but it's
yeah,
not legal.
No, I want, no. No. But I could.
3 a week, man. 3 a
week. We're in Kansas.
It's ridiculous.
Go to fucking England, man. You'll deal with knife attacks.
Oh my god, the best thing I read, like, I found this story because on the Wichita subreddit, there's someone on there being like, do you think he made this up? 3 a week? That seems excessive. And like, every comment in there is like, dude, literally this evening someone threw a taco at my car. I totally believe that this is true.
Yeah.
Like, people here are
if
insane.
I had a fucking gun and I saw the person, I'd be like, ah, back up, motherfucker! Leave me alone!
This is why you can't have a gun.
No.
This is why you can't have
no,
a gun, man.
No.
You would not. That's not an appropriate use of a weapon.
Well, I would not be bringing that out into
yes,
public.
You would. You would. For 2 weeks, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to be responsible. And then the first time someone enrages you.
And I was like, I wish I had my goddamn gun.
I'm put my gun in my glove compartment. Oh.
No.
Just take your rifle with you. Just pull it back so you can just hold it up.
I don't know the rules enough to know if that's
sunroof. I will musket you.
It's not a musket. It's a it's barely more than a pea shooter. I mean, it's a .22. It can, if I hit you in the right spot, it could do some damage. But if I don't, then you bleed a little bit.
Oh,
you're fine.
You hit my skin.
Like I think it was a 9mm that hit Lizzie.
God,
I
am killing myself tonight, dude.
I can't remember.
I'm my own biggest fan tonight, dude.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Sicario 2?
I have not, no.
You haven't?
No, I have not.
It's fucking brutal.
I mean, the first one was pretty brutal.
This one opens more brutal.
I used all my energy laughing at that musket joke. It's gone now.
Good, because this isn't really a laughing matter discussing this movie.
We'll figure out a way. Don't worry. Okay. How's it open?
Opens up with a suicide bomber at the border.
Okay.
Blows himself up and I'm assuming hurt a couple ICE employees.
Okay. All right. This is a prequel to Sicario, right?
No, this is a sequel.
Oh, it's after. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's a prequel. It's 100% a prequel.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure that's what they said. Did you watch this whole movie thinking it came after Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Isn't it about how Benicio met Josh Brolin?
No, because he knew him in this one. Look it up. Is it? Because that... Oh, well, I said I have to go back and rewatch the first one after I watch this one. I don't know, man. I don't think it's a prequel. A sequel. See? A sequel. Bitch. It's a sequel.
It's a sequel because it comes out after.
Well, yeah, it's a sequel.
It's a suicide bombing in a Kansas City retail shop, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
That's not the border at all. That's Kansas City.
It starts off with the border and then goes to Kansas City.
It says a suicide bombing in a Kansas City
retail shop. I just watched it. I know what happened.
Then why'd you say they bombed the ICE agents at a border?
Because, okay, one of them got caught. There were four of them. One of them got caught. He blew up the ICE agents. The other three got through and then went to this Kansas City fucking grocery store and just blew people up.
Okay.
Full in frame, just murder with bombs. It was disturbing. I don't say that lightly.
Oh, yeah, okay? You're not easily disturbed.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. That was disturbing. It was crazy to see. I'm not necessarily opposed to seeing it.
Dude, it's weird that
you
aren't...
But it was disturbing.
It's weird that you aren't, like you're not desensitized to it as much as you, like, watch Game of Thrones and stuff, you know?
That's old school, man. Nobody's cutting people's heads off anymore.
Not in America. Yeah. Let's say...
Anywho, they're not having sword fights, but just a random dude walking into somewhere with a big old bomb strapped to him and then you just get exploded. That shit happens.
That does happen. It does happen. Describe the film as a standalone spinoff rather than a sequel or prequel.
Ah, see? Boom. Boom. It's just kind of, yeah, it really had nothing to do with the first one, but it did seem like Josh Brolin knew Benicio.
I'm mad. How do you spell this stupid word? Sicario. Is Sicario a prequel? There's also a third one coming out, by the way.
Fuck yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Also... It's spoiler for anyone who has not seen it because it's barely out. He gets shot in the fucking face.
It says it's a standalone film.
And then just kind of comes back to life.
Who does?
Benicio.
Dude, I believe it. His character is such a badass.
He's too much of a badass.
Says upon closed inspection, there are a couple subtle plot points that indicate whether these events come before or after. Says Griffith didn't specify when it occurs, but he wanted the audience to immerse some of the characters, not the universe. So they're not sane? Why not just say?
Well,
why'd it gotta be all sneaky?
He knew
just
whatever
tell
his
us.
Face is. Thanos knew the Collector before Sicario 1, right? Like Sicario happens.
Yeah, that's,
and they already
I thought,
know each
well, I already
other.
Told you. I thought this movie was about them meeting.
Mm-mm. No, they both of them. They know each other already.
My whole world shattered.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay,
it was decent.
I mean, it can't be as good as the first one because it's a different director. You just can't.
Yeah.
That guy is so good.
I mean, like, the cinematography was great.
Right.
Was
the music good? I love the guy who did
yes,
the music.
Yes, the music was great.
The guy,
as
Johan
well.
Johansson, he's dead now. That sucks.
Really?
Yeah, he made a lot of really good musical scores that I really like Theory of Everything, loved it. Arrival, loved it. He also started...
When did he die?
Probably less than a year ago, I would say.
I was going to say.
It's pretty recent. It's a pretty recent... And he was young, too. He's like 45 or something like that. Just died. He's one of those guys just died early.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Just dead.
But yeah, it sucked because I really liked his... He also did a lot of Blade Runner stuff before he died, and then Hans Zimmer kind of took over.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It was very Blade Runner-ish.
Yeah, that's how he's got a lot of, like, deep tones and stuff.
YouTube it real quick.
YouTube what?
Like, the theme of Sicario 2.
There ain't a theme for Sicario.
There's definitely a theme.
That has got to stop being the first episode. It's got to stop.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Why you don't enjoy that,
Sicario 2 theme. Yep, this sounds like it. This sounds exactly like the stuff he does.
Yeah, it's just really that heavy, like,
yeah.
Meh.
I love this stuff, dude.
Let's skip a little bit into it.
Like, he's kind of like if Hans Zimmer was classically trained. A little bit like that, you know?
Go to the end. Ish. Yeah, that...
Yeah. And see, like... And then, like, he comes out and he did, like, what's the name of the song that I like? I should know it. Oh, you know, I could... There it is. Force of Attraction. That's the name of it. Like, and then he also does this. Like, see, I don't feel like Hans Zimmer could ever make music like this.
Felicity Jones?
Yeah, you never seen The Theory of Everything?
No.
Dude, that movie, well, you gotta watch that alone, because this movie will hardcore.
Oh, this is the Steve Hawking
movie? This will make you cry, dude.
God,
the ending of this movie, dude, is so sad, man. Because he's all like Stephen Hawking, man. Like, they really make you feel like, wow, bodies suck.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's alive in there, man.
Yeah, no.
And he's like, he can't do nothing no more.
Yeah, the human beings aren't designed very well.
Right, well, and then you like it just came out, like, there was a big thing that he's like, there's no God. Like, it came out, like, his last book was released just recently, like, post-death, and it's like, the conclusion was that there was no God. And I'm like, how could a man think there was a God who was literally trapped in that body the whole time? Yeah. You know? Like, that's not fair. Like, I wouldn't think there was a God either after that. And then so you got that beautiful stuff. And then you got the Sicario stuff, and then you also got, like, this stuff that he does. You saw Arrival, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's just weird. And then they've got those tones. You remember the tones that happen whenever you see the ship? That'll happen at some point. Yeah. Maybe.
Not once.
Maybe it won't in this one. Maybe it won't in that one. Where's the meh? How do you search the word meh? I want to hear the meh, man. Give me the meh. You can hear a little bit of the meh. Yeah. It's a little bit of it. But I want a big meh. I want a big one. Give me a big meh. Yeah, that's good. There it is. You hear that? There's like the mirror in there.
The mirror.
Here comes the mirror. You ready for the mirror? Get ready to hold on to your buzz. The mirror's coming. Any day now. Look at that mirror, dude. That's a mirror. That's a mirror right there. How would you describe that noise?
Bwong.
That is the noise. That's not a description of the noise.
That's a bwong.
Bwong, not a mirror? You say it's a bwong, not a mirror?
That's bwong. Are we speaking Chinese right now?
What is happening right now? All I know is that this is very unsettling. This sound I was very unsettled by until I watched the movie Annihilation, where there's even a creepier sound. Have you seen the movie Annihilation?
Yes.
Oh my god, dude. We talked about that, didn't we?
The bear thing's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever
God, experienced. I'm still haunted by the thoughts of that bear. And then that green dude at the end when that noise was playing will probably trigger PTSD if I look that up. Annihilation. Ending song. This is probably it, right?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Oh, I don't want to watch it.
Why not?
It's going to mess me up, dude. This is literally the end. I don't think this is what I want. I want to see Green Man, dude. I want to see Green Man. This has got to be it. See, this one's got some meows in it too, man. This one's got some meows in it.
Everything's
got
to hit above a bass, you know.
Look at that. Ugh. Like, it's so disjointed. Like, it's not... There's no melody, but
glitchy.
At the same time there is, and it makes my nipples feel weird, man. I don't want. Like this is music to get probed to right here, dude. Like this is what the Boston Dynamics robots are gonna be jamming out to while they're dissecting our organs, man. It's gonna be it. There's this little arm going. What's this liver? Not cleansed. That's what I'm telling you, man.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
See, it's gonna get worse. This movie messed me up. I can't take it. It messed me up, man.
It was just weird. It wasn't like
it's unsettling, is what it is. Like I think we talked about it.
Dumb.
Like it's not scary.
It was dumb.
No, it's not dumb.
It was real dumb.
Now you're just
dumb if you like it.
What? No.
I'm just making you mad.
Why?
Because it's fun.
I hate you. You know what?
I'm here to press your button.
You know how I'm going to get back at you? We only got 10 minutes left in the show, and Menace is here, so he should probably pick
He's
a song
not here, actually.
For you to dance to. He just chatted. So, Menace, you want to put a YouTube link in there and make so Colby can dance? Because you gave $20 to the show a week ago, and he still hasn't danced.
I recall that, actually.
I recall it. Menace recalls it.
I haven't seen the money hit my account yet.
Yeah, you'll see it in 45 days.
Hey.
In November, no, December 15th will be a good day for you. Christmas money, man. December 15th.
Great.
That's when you'll see. Oh, God.
That's when I'll dance.
Nope, you already danced to Taylor, so you already set the rules that it's day of donation.
I didn't set any rules at all.
You set the precedent, man.
I'm stipulating them now.
You set the precedent, man.
I'm going to dance in this chair.
Can't do that.
I can't.
No, you let our listeners down, man. He gave us $30.
Down. Yep.
You gotta look at him in the eyes.
I can't. If he hopped into that fucking voice chat on Discord, though, he could tell me his business.
Okay, so you're saying that if Menace jumped into the Discord and said dance, you'd dance?
No.
No?
No. I'm not saying that, but he could just bitch me out for it if he jumped in there.
All right, well, Menace, you have several choices laid out in front of you.
Yeah, you have a couple.
All of them result in apparently you being ripped off, so.
That's what you get with this show.
That's not what you get with me. Oh, here's the song. He has chosen his path. Get up, get up. It's time to dance.
I ain't getting up.
Time to dance.
You are not my slave driver, you
time
big
to
old
dance.
Bitch.
Oh, God, it's 5 minutes. What? Do you know what this is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, gonna find out the same time I do.
Sitting right here.
No, I'm waiting for you. Get up and dance.
Not gonna do that. Nah. We could wait here for 8 minutes.
Okay, and then you're gonna dance?
Nope.
I ain't got nowhere to be.
I can just leave, you know.
You not feeling the dancing tonight, man? You want to bank the
no.
dancing for Sunday?
No, I'm no.
You got to dance some point.
Just not gonna. No,
man. The man gave so much money.
Mm.
I kind of want to hear what he gives. You have any idea what this is? I feel like we should know what this is. The Humpty Dance. We might be too white to know what this is.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny.
All right, Menace, I gotta be honest with you. I feel...
I'm gonna veto that choice.
I don't know what is happening to this music video.
That dude's got a fake-ass nose.
I do. I'm very ungood. You talk... That's worse than Annihilation. I'd honestly rather see the bear with the human voice than watch this man with this fake nose. Can we skip past the man with the fake nose? Does he wear this fake nose the entire time? Well, Menace, here, I'll put it to you this way, all right? Here, we'll make this deal, okay? If Colby doesn't dance to a song that you choose, this one or another one, before he gets a payment on December 15th, I will keep all of the money that you gave, me personally.
I'm going to sue you.
You can't do that.
I can.
You don't know how.
I can find
also,
a lawyer.
Also, you would not make it public that you do this show?
I would.
No?
I could put it in legal documents.
He'd get forwarded accidentally.
My job ain't going to figure that shit out. Court proceedings don't go there.
Court proceedings. I'll make him dance.
Menace, okay. I love you for donating that much. But my mental, state of well-being... can only take me dancing once a month.
Okay, well, maybe we could bank it. Does this help? help with your mental well-being.
Like, if I can put on a green man suit, then yeah, that sounds great.
Dude, that would be even worse.
Because then I'll be all trippy.
I don't know if I want you to wear a green man suit and dance to this music.
I'll be all trippy and shit. Look at my arm. It looks like a wave.
Oh, we could do like a Thanksgiving dance-a-thon or something, man.
Sure, just a day.
Hey, are we gonna do a show this Thanksgiving? Probably not, huh? Because I remember, like, last year we did one, but you were single. And I think that's going to have a great bearing on you being free on Thanksgiving.
I can't remember what we talked about on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm sure you're going to do two Thanksgivings, right?
I think so, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, you're close to your parents.
I can't
Brittany's
remember
close
if we
to
talked
parents.
About that or Christmas, which one.
Which day is Christmas on this year?
It's a Tuesday?
Is it?
Monday? Tuesday? One of the two. I might also need to skip another show.
Are you kidding me? How many shows are you going to skip, bro?
Gonna drive to St. Louis.
Christmas is on a Tuesday. When?
On Saturday in February.
In February.
Yep.
So let me get this straight. You're gonna miss a show.
I'm just preparing you. We may or may not.
You're gonna miss a show in November.
When?
Thanksgiving.
That's not technically
it probably
missing
happen.
A show.
Okay. Let's maybe miss a show in November.
Also, we could do it Friday night.
That's not a show night.
It could be a special show night.
You know, Thursday.
Could be a special Thanksgiving show night.
You missed the Thursday.
I'm gonna fucking
it's over.
Ram my fist
and
so far down your throat.
That's actually better.
And simultaneously up your ass.
And then
hold my own hand.
Wow, that's a good way to cleanse your liver. I'll tell you that.
Not mine.
My liver be cleansed. And then you're gonna miss a show in December. And then you're going to miss a show in...
I'm going to miss
not,
two on in December.
You're not going to miss any in January.
I'm going to miss two in December.
You will technically be here all of January because you're back for the third.
So nope, you
got
that
lucky.
That is false.
What, you're going to be
yeah.
gone?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How would your Colorado trip now?
All right, when does it say Colby
well,
leaves?
Well, currently you're December 26th to January
2nd. I
believe
I live 2nd. On the 28th.
Are you kidding me?
I leave on the 28th, so I'll be here for the Thursday show.
Okay.
But I won't be here for the next Thursday show.
So now it's the 28th. The 28th through the 4th?
Yep.
That's what it is now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next day you'll leave for Colorado.
Yep.
And then you're going to miss Sunday and Thursday.
Yep. Wow. Well, I may get back on the 4th. No. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get back on the 4th. That's not the 3rd.
So... So, you're going to miss a show in November. Miss a show in December.
Yep.
You're going to miss a show in January.
Yep.
You're going to miss a show in February now, and then you're going to miss a show in March.
Yep.
So, you're going to take at least one day of vacation every month
yep.
for the next 5 months.
Yeah.
And you won't even dance for Menace Dollars.
No.
Okay.
What is the chorus to Menace's song?
I don't know. Is there a way we could watch it without having to look at it?
I mean, I don't really.
Did I already close it?
Yes,
is that how much it just. No, it's right here. It's right
there
here.
There it is.
Of course. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm I don't want to look at it. Don't faze me. Tell me when it's safe, okay? And I even got my own dance. I looked at it. I kind of want you to dance to this song. It's pretty catchy. And you love the hump, man.
Hump your face.
Okay.
With a dagger.
It always ends with stabbing, doesn't it?
Yes.
It always ends with stabbing. Well,
you're gonna die from a stabbing.
We didn't
like,
get
well,
to...
It'll happen.
We didn't get to The Rock's traveling gym again. No, it didn't happen. We didn't get to Black Widow's movie or James Gunn writing Suicide Squad 2, so we'll try...
Oh, I knew that one.
We'll try again on
Black
Sunday.
Widow movie?
Yeah, we'll try again Sunday, man.
Why?
Been up there for like 2 weeks. We gotta play Resident Evil.
Well, it's been 2 weeks. Let's get to it first.
Gotta play Resident Evil, man.
Come on,
it's
dickhead.
It's time to end the show. Oh, I'm
I don't
sorry.
Wanna
that's
play the stupid game.
That's the wrong button.
I don't wanna play.
Do you think Resident Evil's gonna be scarier than Outlast?
No, but
I don't either.
I don't wanna play. Halloween.
Just drink some more whiskey,
I'm
man.
I'm just gonna go home. That's a lot of whiskey.
I heard that whiskey being poured in there, man.
That's a lot of whiskey.
Oh, God. We're over it. You're over halfway done, man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
This is the last...
No, I'm not.
mean, you are. I mean, with Halloween spooks.
Oh.
It's only during this month you get to hear it, so.
Yeah.
Once a year. Here they come, speaking of which.
This makes me want to kill myself.
Oh my god, dude, because it's so stupid. And I love stupid things. Guys, those of you who are watching this on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're going to play Resident Evil 7 in the dark. It's going to be scary and spooky, unlike the song you just heard. And that's the plan. So if you're watching on Twitch, go nowhere. For those of you who are listening on iTunes or you're watching on demand, thank you for being here. Stop by twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button, subscribe, support us monetarily. If you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. It'd be really helpful if you did that. You can follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram, Facebook. They're all Seth and Colby. Type exclamation point Discord into the chat in order to join the Discord link. Buy a t-shirt at raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. And the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. We're going to be back in just a short amount of time. Colby's got to go pee. And then we're going to be back with Resident Evil 7. So we'll see you guys then. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. You want to say goodbye? What's that?
Complete it.
Oh, are we harding?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing we've ever done. Goodbye, everybody.
Fuck you. Stupidest thing we've ever done.